Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. A 10-year-old boy has been arrested, accused of the sexual assault of a tourist in Cairns. A 23-year-old Italian woman was allegedly attacked in the CBD and rang police before she was set upon by a mob of youths. Queensland police say the 10-year-old has been taken into custody along with three others. The woman is being treated for bruises and scratches. The Perth victim stabbed in the back by a 16-year-old in a Bunnings car park has issued a statement from his hospital bed. The man in his 30s says he's coming to terms with his injuries and what happened on Saturday night. The victim was leaving a 24-hour gym when he was stabbed in the back with a large kitchen knife. The boy was shot dead after lunging at police. A 39-year-old woman has been stabbed and attacked by a man known to her in Sydney's inner suburbs. The man in his 40s is accused of slashing her throat outside a gym in Alexandria. The woman is in a serious but stable condition. Police still on the hunt for the offender. Police in Victoria's northeast have arrested a 42-year-old Seymour man after a stolen ute he was allegedly driving collided with a motorbike, killing the rider. A 46-year-old man now faces three charges over an e-scooter hit and run, which left an 81-year-old woman unconscious after the Collingwood-Essendon match in Melbourne. And another drama for the embattled Boeing, with a cargo plane owned by FedEx forced to land in Istanbul Airport without its front landing gear. The reason for the gear's failure is still unclear. Sport and entertainment next. In sport, NRL officials are taking a tougher stand against player dissent towards referees, saying disrespect won't be tolerated. It comes after players showed dissent to referee Casey Badger during the Bulldogs' fiery win over West Tigers. The NRL says referees have to set the boundaries of acceptable behaviour and the league will support them 100%. And Jake Fraser-McGurk says he feels fine about being left out of the Aussie T20 World Cup squad. The 22-year-old star has blasted a 19-ball half-century in his first match since the selection was revealed. The World Cup gets going on the 2nd of June in Dallas. In entertainment news, Travis Scott and Live Nation have settled 9 of the 10 wrongful death lawsuits nearly 3 years after the crowd crush at his AstroWorld Festival. A concert special based on Lady Gaga's 2022 Chromatica Ball Tour will premiere on HBO later this month. Lady Gaga produced, directed and created the special. And the Beatles' Let It Be doc has been re-released on Disney Plus after being restored. It was first released in theatres in 1970. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.